It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Genesis, and we're going to read just a couple of verses at the end of the ninth chapter, and then we're going to begin with the first verse of chapter 10. So if you'd open your Bibles to Genesis chapter 9, and we're going to begin reading with verse 27 and read to the end of the chapter, and then again on into chapter 10. As you are looking those scripture verses up, I would like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street, and we're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you would like to visit us at our website, you could find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. I hope that that was enough time for you to open your Bibles so that you can follow along today and read God's precious Word along with us. Now we're going to begin once again at Genesis chapter 9. Begin to read with verse 27. God shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. And Noah lived after the flood 350 years, and all the days of Noah were 950 years, and he died. Now these are the generations of the sons of Noah: Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And unto them were sons born after the flood. The sons of Japheth were Gomer, and Magog, and Madai, and Javan, and Tubal, and Meshech, and Tyrus. The sons of Gomer: Ashkenaz, and Riphath, and Togarmah. The sons of Javan are Elisha, and Tarshish, Kittim, and Dodanim. By these were the islands of the Gentiles divided in their lands, every one after his tongue, after their families, in their nations. And then the sons of Ham were Kesh, Mizraim, Phut, and Canaan. Let's begin with a word of prayer now after we've read God's precious Word. Father, we thank you that we can come together and enjoy this study. Please, Lord, help us to understand as we look through these verses of Scripture and all these names, and help us to rightly divide your Word that we may learn and know more about you. Help us, Father, to stay truthfully and not with our own ideas and own personalities or own ways, but it's your ways, Lord, and your direction and your strength. Now please, Lord, that you will guide and lead us as we enjoy this study today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to finish out the book of the chapter 9 here as we look through these verses of Scripture. And, you know, it's wonderful to study God's Word and to look at this and think about this man Noah. We've looked at some of the dates and the times and everything. We're not going to repeat that, at least right now. We may in the future as we continue the study. But as we look here, Noah lived after the flood 350 years. He lived after the flood. All the days of Noah were 950 years, and he died. He was 950 years old. To think of that age, and then we've looked at the connection between Noah and Abraham. It's not going to be long. We're going to run into this man named Abram and Sarai, and when we do, well, we'll make. I'll try to remember to make a connection back to Noah. But the years here were so close between two men of God, and it's just wonderful to watch how the Lord continued to keep His Word, the truth brought forward by good men to hear and to listen and to continue to proclaim God's Word. And it tells us here, and we've spent just a little bit of time concerning the curse, be Canaan, a servant of servants shall he be unto his brethren, in verse 25. And if you'll come down to verse 6 of chapter 10, you'll find that same name, Canaan, the sons of Ham. So we know that it was Ham's son, Noah's grandson, and we'll pursue that concerning the curse and things that came just to the land of Canaan because of what has been done. And if you'll remember that when Abraham comes to possess the land, why he comes to the land of Canaan. And so it is a land of Ham through the line of Ham to the son then through Ham down through Canaan, and we'll enjoy a study at that time. One more time, Noah lived after the flood 350 years, and all the days of Noah were 950 years, and he died. Now these are the generations, chapter 10, verse 1, of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and unto them were sons born after the flood. Now I'd like to take just a minute and kind of place something into your mind so that we can and just continue to remember and understand this. It's been said through history that Shem is responsible for man's spiritual well-being, Japheth for the mental well-being, and Ham for physical well-being. Now you kind of look at those three sons, and all of us are out of those three sons, because it was Noah, and then we have his three sons, and everyone comes through Noah, and they went back through history and again established that Shem is responsible for man's religious and spiritual well-being, Japheth for his mental well-being, and Ham for his physical well-being. All great religions, whether they be true or false, will find its roots back to the place of Shem. All philosophical systems have originated within the family of Japheth, and the world's basic technology has come from Ham. It's wonderful as we read and see those things. Now keep that in mind as we continue to study. And don't get in your mind that the curse that was placed upon Canaan was upon Ham, because it was not. It was on the grandson of Noah, not upon the son of Noah. And so the whole line of Ham has not been cursed. It is just the certain place there of Canaan. And we know that it's basically been eliminated. It was never of any power or any strength. And so the curse was true upon the Canaanites and upon Canaan. I wanted you to see that, and as we continue to kind of pull together all these names and words, and we're going to try to add some places to that today, we need to look first of all here at Japheth. If we look at, now these are the generations of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Unto them were sons born after the flood, the sons of Japheth. And so we're going to begin there. And as we look at all the directions and the people and the things that they have accomplished, we're just going to touch just a little bit, a few of these as we go down through these verses. And I hope that that'll help you to understand just a little bit. We don't spend a lot of time with history and things like that, but there's times that it's important. Now, if you are familiar with God's Word, you'll realize that the Lord Jesus Christ, through the virgin birth through Mary, that came through Shem. And you'll have to go all the way to verse 21 before we find the name Shem. As we look in this first verse, we have Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now, normally the list is given eldest, middle, and youngest child. But for some reason here, we pick up Japheth first. Now, whether he was actually the oldest, or we have the least to say about him, and so we find that we just kind of move through him, and then we go to Ham, and then we come to Shem. And Shem, again, is the line of the Lord Jesus. And so as we enjoy that study, it's going to be a wonderful study when we get over to the 21st verse. If you'll notice that as we look at these names, Japheth is first here listed in verse 2. Ham is listed in verse 6. And once again, Shem is listed over in verse 21. And so there's going to be quite a study with Ham, too, as we look through these verses. Today we're going to look at Japheth. And the first son of Japheth we find to be Gomer, and then Magog, and Madai, and Javan, and Tubal, and Meshech, and Tyrus. Those are the sons of Japheth. And so when we look at those sons of Japheth, you can find the list of those to be seven. Gomer, Magog, and then we come to Madai, and Javan, and Tubal, and Meshech, and Tyrus. Now let's go as the scripture will give us then a slight explanation of each one of these children. So we find, and I have circled them so that it's easier for me to see. To begin with, the generations of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The first son that we're going to deal with is Japheth. His first son is Gomer. And so if you come to verse 3, you'll find the sons of Gomer. Each time it lists that way. Now the sons of Gomer is Ashkenaz, Riphath, and Togarmah. And so we find those sons listed as Gomer. Now Javan, we have Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, and Dodanim. And that is the list that we have of each one of them. Now if you'll notice, we only have a couple of the children listed here. We have Japheth, the sons of Japheth, is Gomer, Magog, Madiah, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tyrus. And yet we find Gomer and Javan are the only two that gives a list of other descendants. So now as we look at Japheth, we have Gomer. With Gomer, we have Ashkenaz, and Ashkenaz would be Japheth's grandson or Noah's great-grandson, okay? Are we keeping this in line? Because you see, everything comes from Noah and then down through Japheth, Ham, and Shem. This time, today, now we're dealing with Japheth, and this man named Ashkenaz. The only thing, I'm going to give you just a little bit of what we know about him. The connection would be known as the Assyrians. So if you've studied the scripture at all, you'll find that we can connect those with the Assyrians. Now the next is Riphath. And Riphath, we find, has really no identity. We're not sure what happened to him. He is recorded here in God's Word for a purpose and a reason, but to make a real connection, we couldn't. And if you have some other information, that's just fine, because it's not of great importance, but I thought maybe you'd just enjoy just a little bit where the line of Japheth has come from. You'll know that the record is listed here. These were the islands of the Gentiles divided in their lands. And so that should help you right there. The family of Japheth are the Gentiles. Now, I'm a Gentile, so my family comes through this line. And so as we identify ourselves here and we look through the list, we have first Ashkenaz, and then we come from that is Riphath, and then Togarmah is the third one of Gomer's children. And the only thing we could really find, that I could really find on that, is that they are really known for their famous horses. And so we don't really know a lot about the line. The first one was from the Assyrians. The next one, Riphath, really had no identity there. And Togarmah was a connection through several paragraphs that I read concerning his the knowledge of horses and famous horses that are known for. Now we come to the next one listed in verse 4 is Javan. Now Javan, we find, is about three down, Gomer, Magog, Madai, and Javan. Well, if you'll look to Magog, if we come back up to the list again, and I hope I'm not confusing you, keep your finger on verse 2. The sons of Japheth are Gomer and then Magog. Now, Magog is known as a nomadic people of the north. And so just keep that in mind. And then we have next Madai. That is of the Medes. Their name has been known more as Medes, and you find the empire of Cyrus, but the Medes and Persians, you know, as you enjoy a study through the Old Testament, you find those names together many times that come up against the nation of Israel and Judah and Israel, and it's the Medes, and so Madai is of that line. And then we come then to Javan. Now you can come back with me to verse 4, because the sons of Javan are Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, and Dodanim. Now as we look at those, the first one of Elisha you'll find to be of Italy in Sicily. Tarshish, the next one, we don't know a lot about Tarshish other than it's known for their silver and their iron, their tin, and for their melting plants. And so the name seems to be kind of the same throughout many different areas, but it always holds to that the melting plant, the silver, the iron, the tin, that kind of work we have connected with Tarshish. Now Kittim, we have of the island of Cyprus, a connection there. And then Dodanim could be the people of Troy. That's about the only connection that we have that could be of the people of Troy. Now Tubal, if you'll notice now we get to verse 5, we have to the end, by these were the islands of the Gentiles divided in their lands, every one after their tongue, after their families, and their nations. But we still have a couple of names left up here in verse 2, and I hope you kept your finger up there, because again we have Japheth, Gomer, we've dealt with Gomer, we've looked at Magog, we've looked at Madai, we've looked at Javan and his four children, and now we have Tubal. Tubal and Meshech, the only thing we really know about those two is we're once again back to great horses. And we had kind of known for famous horses, and these were great horses. I'm not sure what the difference is. If one is more of a show horse and the other is more of a workhorse, I'm not sure what the difference is, but that's the only real connection. And again, you may have some other information that's a little further than that, but I didn't see the reason to research it to great depths, and yet I wanted you to see a little bit what line the line of Japheth was to be. Now, as we look at Tubal and Meshech, again, as great horses. And then the final one in verse 2 there is Tyrus. And we find that to be a little island off the southeast corner of Greece. So those are the children of Japheth. And if you'll count them, we have Noah had three sons. One of those sons is Japheth. Japheth has recorded here seven sons: Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tyrus. And then from them we have enjoyed of the great grandchildren of Noah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, another seven children. Now we have Magog, Madai, Tubal, and Meshech, and Tyrus. We have no descendants listed from them, but from Gomer and Javan we do. Now, we looked at Japheth. Japheth is the Gentiles. And again, as we look here at just the fifth verse, by these were the islands of the Gentiles divided in their lands, every one after his tongue, after their families, in their nations. Now, we need to understand that every person that has lived since the flood is of the family of Noah. We have, you know, you go back to Adam and Eve, and we are originally of the birth of from Adam and Eve, of course. But then by the whole process of the flood and everything beginning anew, we now are of the family of Noah, and we have divided now into three families of Shem, Ham, Japheth, and unto these sons were born after the flood, the first verse tells us. So we have just a short description here, and again, I'm not much on giving you history. We just look at the Word of God, but it's so important because what's going to happen as we continue to study God's Word, that some of these names and some of these places are going to begin to come back. They're going to arrive once again as we enjoy the study, and we need to know of their beginning and their origin, and again, of the family of Ham. Why, Canaan. We spend much time with Canaan and much time with Israel, and of course they're from Shem. But if you'll notice here, we have very few, actually including the little explanation in verse 5, we have the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th verse is all that we have listed concerning Japheth and his descendants. And so keep in mind what we said at the very beginning. What was the descendants of Japheth? What were they known for? For mental well-being, for philosophical systems. They have originated with the family of Japheth. And so keep that in mind as we continue to study, as these people have a role. Yes, some have mixed slightly through the years, but not much. You'll find the religions coming from Shem, and you'll find the industrial side coming from the family of Ham. Now let's go down now to the 6th verse, and we're going to look just a minute at that, and that's all the further that we had read today, because I wanted to go through just one family at a time, and I don't know if we're going to get all the way through Ham next time. We're not going to spend a lot of time in looking at these names and places, but we have got to be. God has recorded them in His Word for a purpose, and so we are not going to just not read them and ignore them. There's a purpose and a reason for each one of these names here. So as we look through some things, I think we'll learn and come to know after we have went from here and being into the presence of the Lord Jesus. But some of these we definitely run back into, and you'll think, yes, we have studied that name. Now the sons of Ham are Kesh, or Cush, Rizma, Phut, and Canaan. Now you can some have pronounced that Put, some Foot, some Phut, and so I don't know how we're going to probably leave it at Phut and go from there. What a name to have for your life of that. And we're going to find some things here that are going to be very, very open our eyes, and again, things we're going to find in the future. And just a little bit here as we take a quick glance, verse 8, Cush begat Nimrod. He began to be a mighty one in the earth. And he was a mighty hunter before the Lord, wherefore it was said even Nimrod was a mighty hunter before the Lord. We're going to find some things of power and of strength there. And you know, as we look at these verses of Scripture, and we continue to see the curse that was placed upon Canaan for what he had done, and let's review that just a little bit before we continue the study. Remember, as Noah, and he had made the wine, he had become drunk with the wine, and he was uncovered in his tent. And Ham came in, the father of Canaan. Now, it speaks of Ham coming, but Canaan is very much involved, and Canaan's the one that gets the curse. He saw the nakedness of his father, and he told his two brothers. Now, Shem and Japheth, they did not look upon their father. They took this garment, put it upon their backs, and they backed in and laid the garment, the covering, upon their father, so that he was not seen to be. No one else could look upon him, nor did they. But Ham and Canaan, and we're not sure how much Ham was involved here, but Canaan certainly was. And because of that, well, we have the curse. When Noah woke from his wine, verse 24 of the 9th chapter, knew what his younger son had done unto him, and he said, cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall he be unto his brethren. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servants. God shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servants. And then again, Noah lived after the flood 350 years, And all the days of Noah were 950 years, and he died. It is important for us to remember and not forget that the line comes through Shem of the Lord Jesus. God's choosing to look at these opportunities, showing us these times and these people of Japheth, Ham, and Shem. Let's read just a little bit longer into the 10th chapter. And again, I was in hopes of just going through Japheth, but we have a little bit of time left. And so let's go to Ham. The sons of Ham, verse 6, were Cush, Mizra, Phut, and Canaan. The sons of Cush are Seba, Havilah, Sabta, and Rema, and Sabtka, and the sons of Rema, Sheba, and Dedan. Cush begat Nimrod. He began to be a mighty one in the earth. Where'd we come up with Cush? Ham, Cush, Mizraim, Phut, and Canaan, the sons of Cush. We've just listed those in the 7th verse. Now Cush, we're going to have a little explanation here. Cush begat Nimrod. He began to be a mighty one in the earth, and he was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Wherefore it was said, even as Nimrod, the mighty hunter before the Lord. And the beginning of his kingdom was of Babel or Babel. You'll hear each one explain that name. And we know of the Tower of Babel or Tower of Babel and what has happened there. So we get to continue looking forward to what's to come, and it's not long that that will come. And remember what the family of Ham are known for, because they are the ones that built the mighty cities, the great accomplishments. And again, Ham is physical well-being. And so you think of physical well-being and to all the technology that he has built, the things that make us comfortable, you might say, the things that that we desire we can go all the way back to the great cities is what I'm thinking of, I guess, first. And we find at the Tower of Babel that things had gotten so powerful that they were going to build their way. It was a god, and they were building to God. They could build something greater than God, they believed. You know, the family of Japheth, they're not the religious folks. The family of Ham are not the religious folks. The family of Shem are the religious folks. The problem is that it became religion and not as Christ should be. We look down through these verses of Scripture, gave some names. We continue the study. The next time we come together will be of Ham. And we're going to give a description of some of these names as we have with Japheth. Now, I hope that you enjoyed the study today. We've kind of drug it along just a little bit because I really didn't want to get started into Ham. But I want you to see and know that we're going to come with the line of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're going to find that in Shem. Didn't come through Japheth, didn't come through Ham. Now, I hope that you know Jesus Christ. The purpose of these words here, sometimes we don't know what their reason, but they're here, and we're going to study them so that we can learn more of the Word of God, more of the people, because these people are all the people that we're going to study in the rest of this precious book. We are of the Gentiles, Japheth. I hope as you looked at these words and these names that you enjoyed it. But I hope most of all that you know Jesus Christ as your Savior. I hope that you have trusted in the Lord Jesus. I hope that you will find the line from the first offering that was given with Adam and Eve as the coats of skins were placed upon that, as we have with Cain and Abel brought the proper sacrifice. We find Noah, the first thing that Noah did was come off the ark and built an altar and offered a sacrifice. I hope that you are a living sacrifice unto the Lord Jesus Christ. I hope that you walk after him each day. I hope you know him as your Savior. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, I ask today that you come to Him, that you trust in Him, because it's so important that you know Jesus as your Savior. As your sins, as we studied this, and you don't think of being convicted of your sin through studying through these names and places, but the Holy Spirit will uses His Word, God's Word, to touch your heart. So, dear friend, come to Jesus. What are you going to do about Jesus?